Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Let's not waste any time, Bart Scott. When it's hour number three, what's that mean?
It's the power hour, hour.
And we bring
you. Hold up, no sounds coming.
Wait.
It's the power hour, hour.
You put all your energy into it.
Revenge.
I love it.
A dish best served cold.
We shall see.
Quote by Sal Paulo. Nevermore. Nevermore.
A great friend of the show, Sal Palantonio, joins us right now. Sal, how we doing?
We good. What's going on, gentlemen?
Well, Bar wanted me to play something for you. Now, do you want to do the canty one first, or do you want to?
Let's do the canty.
I want to get your take on something that we've been talking about a little bit here and has been a topic of discussion this morning on some of the ESPN TV shows, including Get Up. But this is actually Chris Kenny from Greeny, and just talking about how Jalen Hurts is back. He's not on the injury report anymore with a shoulder issue. But Chris Kenny's saying that doesn't matter because the Giants are well aware of the shoulder, and they will make that a focal point.
If you're a Giants defender, you're damn right we're going to check Jalen Hurts' oil. We're going to see how healthy he is. And I'm not saying it's anything malicious, but football, by nature, is a physically violent game. So if Jalen Hurts wants to be a runner, if he takes off, then you treat him like a runner. That means physical gang tackling, and when he's in the pocket, you have to contain him. Don't let him break outside of the pocket, but you storm the pocket and you try to put physical hits on the quarterback. You try to cut this dude in half.
He says that, and that made Bart think of this moment from TikTok.
They're going to say we hit somebody.
Huh? Ooh. We want some drill.
What they're going to say? Ooh, my baby.
So, with that in mind, is Jalen Hurts' mom going to say, ooh, my baby, a couple of times in this game?
Well, I don't know what you guys got into this morning, but good Lord. we got to calm down here.
But these are divisional rivals, Sal. Is it going to get chippy? Is it going to get nasty?
Yeah, no, it always does. You know, it's always one of those games between these two teams where, you know, first of all, it's win or go home. It's the playoffs for sure. And I do believe there is a lot of pressure on the Eagles and Jalen Hurts in this game. You're a home favorite, and you haven't really played your best football in a month. And the Giants, I just covered them in Minneapolis. I saw a team that's together, that has a lot of fight, certainly. I look at Leonard Williams and Dexter Lawrence. I don't think two defensive tackles right now in the league are playing better than those two guys. And I think that the Giants are going to give him everything that they can handle. Now, as for Jalen Hurts, you know, listen, the restrictive plate is off, okay? It's taken off. And I don't think that Jalen Hurts is going to hold anything back in this game. I just don't, knowing him the way that I do and watching him play and understanding the mission that he is on, and understanding what's at stake for him, I think that he is just going to go all out in this football game. I don't think there's going to be any restrictions whatsoever.
Now, speaking about what's at stake for him, you know, last year he had a good season, and it was still question marks going into this season, and he ran into the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we all know how that went. They didn't represent themselves the way that we thought they would like to. But if he has another performance like that, hypothetically, what does that mean for the future of his extension and going forward as the, you know, getting a long-term deal done?
Wait. Hold on a second, Bart. Come on now. Hang on there, partner. Come on, my brother. Wait a second now.
I'm just saying.
No, you just extrapolated that out a couple of months now. We just want to get through Saturday night. Come on. They got to win a football game, and then that will all sort itself out. Yeah, obviously, if he plays poorly and they're one and done, it's going to have an impact. Bingo. That's it. You know, end of sentence. No question about it. So let's talk about what has to happen in this game for the Eagles on offense. So you basically, as I said, have had to restrict your plate offensively on for the last month. You got to pull it off, and you got to run hot. You know, to use the NASCAR term, you got to go up tempo and run hot. Giants are on a 6-day layover. Eagles have had 2 weeks off. I would go up tempo on the Giants right from the get go. I would play hurry up offense, no huddle, and come out swinging. Come right out of the corner swinging. That's the way you got to do it. That's how you get back into it. Not worry about pressure. You know, none of that stuff. That all goes out the window if you got to play the game and play it fast.
So last week we had Wink Martindale on our show, and he was saying eight got to get hit.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think that would be the philosophy, and then some this week. So you talk about, you know, it kind of takes me back to the Ravens playing Colin Kaepernick when he was running crazy on everybody. And when you came to these RPOs, they said, we don't care if he's handing the ball off or not. We're going to get body blows on him because eventually we will force them out of that because they are risking not having a quarterback because he loses all protections once he puts the ball in the belly. So with that being said, do you expect them to come out slowly and fill the game out, or do you expect them to put him at risk running hot from the first snap?
Running hot. And Bart, I know you very well, okay? You eat, sleep, drink, morning, noon, and night, hitting the quarterback. So, come on. That's what you're about. And it's why we love you. And that's why, you know, and that's why I always talk to the defensive players after the game. Okay, so, but, you know, they know, the Eagles know that going into this game with Wink Martindale, who was the number one blitzing defensive coordinator in the National Football League this year, that they want to get after the quarterback by any means necessary. And because you have a quarterback that has an RPO game, like you said, every time that he touches the football and is going to hand it off or keep it, he gets touched, he gets hit. Oh, we're here. This, you know, we're not going anywhere. We like this party. We're going to be here all day.
Sal Palantonio joining us on the show. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Sal, as he mentioned, he was covering the Vikings-Giants game in the wild card round. So in that game, you saw the Giants, and I think it was the first, I think Wink told us, it was like the first time since the start of the season they had their starters. Everybody was out on the field because of all the injuries they've gone through, and that includes, of course, Xavier McKinney and Adoree Jackson. How much of an impact did you see them have, despite both of them coming back, and especially Adoree Jackson coming back and dealing with Justin Jefferson, and how much of an impact can they have in this game for the Giants?
You know, so I watched the game, covered the game, then talked to the players after the game, and then went back and watched the game, which is what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say Adoree Jackson was lights out in the second half of that game. He basically rendered the best receiver in the NFL irrelevant. Jefferson had four targets and one catch in that second half. And you saw Kirk Cousins, you know, he became a check-down quarterback. He was looking for Hockenson because Jefferson simply was taken away by Adoree Jackson. I would have to say, after watching the film, that the Giants' defense, healthy, played as good a game as they played all year long last week. Adoree Jackson will be matched up on A.J. Brown. Xavier McKinney can hit everything all the time. Their two defensive tackles are very good. Thibodeau is very good. The Giants are going to give the Eagles problems defensively. Now, on the other side of the ball, Alan, I think the Eagles' defense is better than the Vikings by a magnitude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Way to go on a limb, Sal.
Right.
Am I wrong about that?
No. I don't think that's a hot take whatsoever.
It's not a hot take. Okay. Am I a little captain obvious there? Okay.
So that obviously is going to be the difference here. So then on that side of it, because we saw Saquon have such a big impact. And then obviously Daniel Jones.
That's the Achilles heel, though, playing keep away from that Philadelphia defense, offense. Mm-hmm. Saquon, you know, looks healthy, but also Daniel Jones with the 75 yards,
yeah,
you know, creates something that really limits the defense from really playing cover one because he was decisive. And, you know, especially if you want to mug up there, and, you know, my, which is my favorite defense, like, okay, tell a 235-pound guy to stand over a guard, and if all they do is just fire off on him, there's nothing he can do. But also, you know, he's not able to kind of see the play develop because he's trying to get to his landmark. Danny Dimes is just taking off. Whenever he sees any form of cover one, he's not even going through his progressions. He's saying this is an easy 10 to 12 to 15 yards, just, you know, free.
But you don't – and here's the thing, Sal, that I think is the greatest difference between the two defenses he's going to face is that Daniel Jones didn't have to – like the Vikings, they don't sack anybody. But we all know what the Eagles did this year when it comes to sacks. They hit the 70 mark. I mean, they, you know, that's a big difference already for him. So if – as we talked about the Giants targeting Jalen Hurts, how much of that is the Eagles looking at Daniel Jones as somebody who has a history of turning the ball over when he does try to run, that they get after him and this game could flip quickly?
Well, I think you have to look specifically at this matchup and what Daniel Jones has done recently. He has not turned the ball over recently. He had the one turnover Christmas Eve against the Vikings and then didn't have one last weekend. So fewest amount of turnovers in his career this year. And I think that's pretty significant, and that's where coaching comes in. You know, coaching matters in the National Football League, especially when it comes to the quarterback position. And I think Daboll and Kafka and the rest of them have done a really, really, really good job. And the thing about Daniel Jones is he's a quiet, tough leader, smart, good ball handler, like a point guard kind of ball handler. Mm-hmm. And when I went back and watched it, and while I was watching it, I just saw a guy who was just very confident and decisive. Very confident and very decisive. And his first playoff game. And it is a different defense, for sure. But I think the way he's playing right now, he's going to be just fine if he doesn't turn the football over. The biggest thing, I think, going into this game, the biggest number one question mark is, I think the Vikings – game shows that the Giants are playing with fight and confidence right out of the box. And that's what I think the Eagles have to do in this game. Play with fight and confidence right out of the box. And that starts with tempo and offense. The whole team, the whole way they approach the game is get a lead and play from the front.
Right.
And that's the way they play defense. And to me, it's about how they start in this game, Philadelphia.
Wow.
No question in my mind.
Yeah, with the bye, too, getting off to a hot start after being off for 2 weeks is something definitely to watch here. Hey, Sal, so just switching gears here real quick. I know there was a story a day or two ago where on ESPN.com where they asked all the experts, you were one of them, what should be Tom Brady's next move? You were one of, I don't think, many that brought up the Jets in this scenario. Why do you see that as a fit for Tom Brady?
Well, I wouldn't call myself an expert.
Yes, you are.
No, absolutely.
I was asked what I would do if I was Tom Brady. And listen, I think the juiciest place for him to go, the best place for him to go, would be the New York Jets. You get to face Belichick twice. In my view, Robert Saleh's got a top 5 scoring defense for the next 2 or 3 years. So if you're looking for a ready-made spot to duplicate what you had in Tampa, that would be the spot. Now, it's a tough call. It's a big time tough call for him on what he wants to do next, and he's got to make a decision. I think that's first and foremost personal, and then professional. In my view, having known the man now, not a young man anymore, I'm the old man. having known him his entire career, right now it's a personal then professional decision for him to make, in my view.
All right, Sal, before we go, I just want to play a little fantasy football with you. I know this is hypotheticals, but you know our listeners love this stuff. You know, we know that it's a broken marriage in Baltimore potentially with Lamar Jackson. Who knows if it can be salvaged, but let's just say things don't go as we believe for the Eagles. The Eagles have 2 first-round draft picks.
Yeah.
The Eagles always find a way to push the credit card bill down the road. Could we see a scenario, a win-win, Jalen Hurts to Baltimore for Lamar Jackson in a first-round draft pick?
Are you crazy?
Is that crazy?
I think it's not crazy. I don't think it's crazy. I think it's fantasy. That's what he is. I think
it's a win-win, Sal. Right. I'm Chuck Woolery. I'm trying to make a love connection.
I think Bart said it right. Let's play a little fantasy football. Okay, Bart.
But wouldn't that be beautiful?
I know why you're saying this. Because of styles.
Yes, it's the same style.
Yes.
And, you know, Lamar Jackson provides a little bit more pop than, say, Jalen Hurts as far as being able to run the football. And Harbaugh was there in Philadelphia. It's a relationship there.
Howie Roseman.
And, you know, so maybe that's like a win-win for everybody because maybe the Philly's ready to spend money and Baltimore has a business model maybe where they won't give that type of money to a quarterback.
See, I thought, Sal, he was going to bring up the Jets in that, in this one as well, Lamar Jackson.
I didn't know where he was going.
We have Sal's head spinning. I feel so bad right now.
No, you know what? I'm good. I'm totally good.
We opened it with playing all kinds of sound. Well, and you're like, what are you guys doing to me today?
Well, let that marinate sound like your tomato sauce. Let that marinate like your tomato sauce. You know it takes 8 to 20 hours for your tomato sauce to come down and be good. So I know this is new, so we're going to let that marinate, and we'll see what happens with the outcome of the game, and then all things should be on the table. Just saying.
Hey, listen, don't put too much onions in the sauce,
yep.
Mark. Make sure you don't do that. Hey, listen, and I love you and respect you, but, you know, the two questions you asked about were Jalen Hurts' next contract and then trading Jalen. Come
on. It's a thin line between love and hate, Sal. This is a thin line.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sal, you got a peek into my day every day. For 3 hours, so it's always just hold on and get through it. Sal, we love talking to you. Thanks so much. Safe travels. All the best.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right, the great Sal Palantonio.
Hey, man,
we did catch him off guard though with some of the stuff we were throwing at him at the beginning.
Ooh,
like this. So Bart found this on TikTok.
Oh, we've been loving this. Yeah,
this is the reference now you were making to how hard a defense wants to hit Jalen Hurts, and so as this kid says in the video. That's what Jalen Hurts' mama's going to say. Yeah. Going to hit him so hard, his mama's going to say,
ooh, my baby.
Yeah, man. That's the type of energy you bring to the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? What did he say, let the paramedics sort him out? Remember that?
Oh, man.
Put the men and children in the bed. Let the paramedics sort him out. You always know, like, when you had a boxing match or you out there, who wife or boyfriend just got knocked out?
Mm-hmm.
You see him with
your baby.
Damn. Hey, I tell you, you get one of them hits. You know, like you know how it is. Like, hey, get an argument with the wife, you better shut up before I call Ed Reed over. You better shut up. Yeah, you want me to call Ed Reed over? You want me to call James Harrison over? Because remember, he knocked you out. You ain't do nothing to him. You got all this energy for me. What happened when he hit you?
Ooh, my baby.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
The 98.7 ESPN Superbox Bonanza 2023. It has over $35,000 in cash and prizes. Each box comes with an additional prizing, including Yeti coolers, Knicks Rangers suite tickets, JBL speakers, Fanatics gift cards, and much more. Plus, the big game payout. You get $500 in the first quarter and the third quarter. $1,000 at halftime, and the grand prize, final score, wins a trip to Resorts World Bimini in the Bahamas, plus $2,000 cash.
Bimini sounds like when I say Mimily.
Bimini?
See, it's Mimini. Too much, yeah. Mimily.
Miminally invasive?
I'd rather say minute.
Bimini invasive?
Just let me say minute, man.
Bimini invasive.
Minimally.
Minimally. Get your boxes by listening to the morning show, our show, the K Show, through February 3rd. It's all brought to you by Bartesian Premium Home Cocktail Makers. Bartesian. It sounds like something bougie that you'd be involved in.
Bartesian.
It's a very Bartesian thing.
Yeah, man.
It's when Bart just kind of shows up somewhere, you know.
With a bolo tie.
You get and nothing else.
Ascot.
Why did you emphasize the first syllable?
Huh?
An ascot? You were like, an ascot.
Oh, no, ascot. That's how, I don't know. Listen, I'm from the Midwest, man. Like, a lot of my family's from Alabama. No, so, like, just, some words I just can't say.
It's just funny to me.
My mom can't say street. She says street.
The sponsors love this because if we're doing all this in the midst of me, like, naming things like Sloman's, Resorts World, Benjamin in the Bahamas, PC Richard and Son, Grand Marnier. It's an award-winning blend of fine cognac and orange liqueur. 98.7 ESPN New York. And for full contest details, go to ESPNNewYork.com. Now, we all screw up.
Bimini.
Bimini.
Listen, that's just one. Hey, I'd rather just, they need to take it out and just say minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little invasive.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little invasive.
Yeah. Just
a little bit.
Just a tiny bit.
A little bit invasive.
Itsy bitsy.
Yeah.
Meh.
I had something I wanted to say, but it's better for me to say it off the air.
Yeah. Okay.
I just don't know how it would play.
Hey, man. We're in the cancel culture.
Yeah.
You know
no. This ain't about that. This is more.
I thought you got to say, he gave you a foot and a half.
Yeah.
A foot and a half.
It was along those lines.
You're black. They're white. This ain't hot.
It's the best scene ever. Like, I'd never seen that movie, never seen that scene, but I might have watched that on the train yesterday. I was laughing. People look at me on the train like, what the hell's he laughing at? I'm dying. Three times in a row I'm watching that scene.
I think what Coach is trying to say, if we stick together.
No!
You're black.
The key is no. If we put our trust in the Lord, no. The Lord done his work already.
They're going to go back and they're going to shoot a layup, and you're going to go above it.
And then
God did his part.
Then the scene.
He gave you a foot and a half, Johnson.
The scene after.
Trouble with that mother.
It's like basically a Hoosiers parody. And then the kid, it's like, remember Ollie from Hoosiers making the underhand free throw? And of course, they got to make him a hairy shoulder dude. Like, you remember back in the day, like, kids had hairy shoulders?
Like, what's that movie? Along Came Polly?
Let it rain! Like, he does the underhand Ollie free throw. It goes in.
The Rick Barry.
And everybody's cheering, like, going crazy. And they pan up the scoreboard, and it's 126-1. We didn't get shut out. Oh my God.
No.
All right, we got to move on.
That's a drop that's going to stay on the page forever, man. Forever. So Sal Powell, you know, brought up the Tom Brady thing as, you know, like he felt like it would be a great story, right? And for Brady to be a perfect fit, he feels like Robert Saleh is going to have a top five scoring defense for the next 5 years. And it's similar to what Brady walked into with the Bucs, which is it's ready-made situation. They just needed a quarterback. But, I mean, you know, I don't know if we're feeling that. But because of the news today of the Jets bringing in, and now this is Diana Rossini was reporting this.
Diana Rossini with the Rossini Report.
Super Rossini. Now, that we'll take that call.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But Diana reporting that Nathaniel Hackett is meeting with the Jets about the offensive coordinator opening that they have right now. And you had a negative response?
Is he fit?
Yeah, you weren't happy about that at all.
Nah, man. Why want somebody that's a failed head coach that never called plays?
Man, remember, he was the quarterback's coach,
yes,
right?
So the first
in
time,
Green Bay.
Yeah, and the first time we seen him call plays was a natural disaster.
It was really bad. With Russell Wilson,
right.
Jerry Jeudy, like you had
Pat Sutton.
You had players.
Hamler.
Good running game. Like
Brandon Williams.
Yeah, you had pieces.
Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I was thinking of. So that didn't work there, but you're bringing him in. And then I add to this, but if you're bringing him in because.
Stop.
You're not sure.
Stop.
At your quarterback position. And we do know that this guy from Green Bay is now suddenly on Yesterday on the McAfee Show, up in the air about his future, shall we say. The one thing, though, that he does know is he can still play at a high level.
I think I can win MVP again. The right situation. Right situation, is that Green Bay or is that somewhere else? I'm not sure. But I don't think you should shut down any, you know, opportunity. Like I said, during the season, it's got to be, you know, both sides actually wanting, you know, to work together moving forward. I think there's, you know, more conversations to be had.
You know what, Bart? If I'm Woody Johnson, I'm saying this.
Ooh, my baby!
What this is a thirst trap. This is like every once in a while you'll see a like on your Instagram.
Yeah.
And you hit it and there's a girl with a big butt and then you go click on it. And then she got one post and 1,000 followers. Like, nope, don't fall for the thirst trap. He's a thirst trap. He's a thot. Listen, Aaron Rodgers just wants attention. He about to go smoke mushrooms and hashina up in the French Alps somewhere.
Yeah, he's about to do the full clean out.
Yeah, man.
Straight up Drano.
And it's the reality. The reality of it is that he can't even be traded until June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
He has like a $40 million bonus.
You'd have to wait. You have to wait.
And if you wait for him to make up his mind and be decisive about something,
right,
everybody else is already going to be picked. That's damn near after OTAs.
Yep.
Like, yo, that's after the draft OTAs. You're going to put all your eggs in the Aaron Rodgers basket.
But if you had some inside information, if you had a little bit of, you know.
Yeah, okay, insider trading.
Back channel.
All right, Bernie Madoff.
You know. Aaron knows that his days are numbered in Green Bay. They really want to go through a rebuild. They've got to know what they have in Jordan Love. They want to cut some money. They want to save some money. You know, they feel like this is the end of the road, and they've got to make that clean break.
They got to pay Rashawn Gary.
And maybe, you know, Aaron Rodgers is like, well, Nathaniel Hackett can coach. I know he can. I know what he can do. You guys bring him in. I'm coming in with him.
Yeah,
right. And then we'll get it done.
Yeah, we're gonna fall for that.
Then
we fall for that when. Peyton Manning gloated about what a genius Adam Gase was.
Yeah, but Peyton wasn't coming with Adam Gase to play quarterback, though.
Yeah, but even if he comes, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to realize at the same time that, oh, he never did call no play. He don't know what the hell he's talking about. All he was the guy that was saying, you great, Aaron. You the man, Aaron. You can be his little Mac. Well, remember when you go Mike Tyson punch out? They just had a little black dude. They just drive behind little Mac when he's getting ready to fight Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
That he can be him. Or what's the guy that was with Muhammad Ali? Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Whoever his guy, whatever his name was, the black guy, you know, the black guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the he was crying. He wasn't crying from the back of his head. He was crying from the back of his head to the front of his head. Somebody gonna remind us who he was.
Yeah. I know. I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, but it's all good.
No. Anyways,
let's talk to the peoples.
We should. 800-919-3776. Pete is in Brooklyn going to tell us how the Giants are going to win. How are they going to win?
All right, here's how it goes, guys. We got two parts of the game, offense and defense. So when the Giants are on offense, they've got a major problem with Hassan Reddick going against Evan Neal, right? You got speed versus power. What I'm saying is they got to run at Hassan Reddick, look at bootlegs, but they got to get these long drives together to keep the defense off the field. That's one part. The second part, when we're on defense, is you got to overload that right side. You got to blitz. And that first part of the game, first couple drives, I don't care if they're scoring touchdowns on us. You just hit Jalen Hurts. I mean, I want Sexy Dexy sitting on top of him, eating a Bojangles chicken filet biscuit combo with some fries and some sweet tea. I want Leo Williams going over there with some hot sauce, getting it ready and just sitting on him and hitting on him and hitting him. Because once he keeps hitting them, he's going to be thinking about that all game long. Guys, so with me?
They got Bojangles up here? Hold up, man. Let me find out. They got a Bojangles up here?
They got a Bojangles in Jersey right now.
Oh,
there
man.
Is.
You know they told my wife that they didn't want her money. She's trying to get a franchise.
Yeah.
She's trying to get a franchise.
Why not? That's the thing to do. So what do you think of Pete's breakdown there, Bart?
I mean, listen, it's a little bit Captain Obvious, right? You have to be able to get hits on them, body blows, but you have to be strategic about how you do it, because what you don't want to do is you don't want to overextend yourself and try and blitz and get there, because a lot of the times they don't really get there with just four. It's a lot of some type of blitz, and they're going to be ready for that early on. They're going to try it. I don't know if I give up a big play or, he said, touchdowns early on, no matter what, just to get a hit. You know, you got to be strategic about it, Because last thing you want to do is go from behind, because the Giants aren't built to score a lot of points from behind. So you want to play with a lead and you want to suffocate them and make it come down to one or two possessions.
Let's take Mike and Bayonne. What's up, Mike?
Hey.
What up, Mike?
I want to answer the question about who Muhammad Ali's hype man was.
Who was it?
Bodini.
Bodini. I couldn't think about it. Yeah, I couldn't think about it. Rumble, young man, rumble.
That's right. Bodini, bro. Did you remember that?
You love him that much? Did you get a haircut like him?
My hair is still done, bro.
So your hair is done. Your hair is done. If you let it grow back, would it look like the Bahamas? A bunch of peninsulas all over the place? Patches of islands?
Why you want to joke on me, man?
No, I tell you, thanks for the call, because I was stuck. Sometimes I get brain freeze.
I appreciate you,
Mike. I know
Mike.
You did. You done bumped your head enough, man.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you, man. Richard's in Jacksonville. What's up, Richard?
What's up, guys? How you doing? I was calling to say about the Bundini Brown, but I guess you had it covered, huh?
Yeah, Bundini. Yeah,
that dude was a classic. I think he had a lot of like yogiisms or whatever you want to call them. So.
His hair, though, that hairstyle was something.
It almost looks like KD's. No, I'm just playing.
The big question, you got to wonder, how did that guy get on with Ali? Like, what was that interview like? How does that work?
Yeah.
Does he come in to trade with, like, somebody else? Like, hey, you got to take this guy too? Or I don't know.
I bet you he was along during the beginning. Everybody had a hype man. I remember Aaron Pryor used to have a guy that walked around. They always had a crew with him. And was like, what time is it? Hawk time. You know what I mean? Because, listen, you gotta have a lot of, you know, like, it's tough to go in there when it's just you and somebody else.
Yeah, and you got to have that guy in your crowd.
You need a personality.
You can do it.
You need that personality that just says the right thing at the right. That's why I work with Bart. Bart keeps me believing every damn day.
Oh, my God. Listen, I will weigh in on the Giant-Philly game if you don't mind. I think you guys have really kind of framed it really well. I'm a huge Giant fan. I'm trying to stay with my head, not my heart, you know, and just not get too over the top.
Right.
The bottom line is this is a lot closer to a 50-50 game than anybody would have had the right to think, you know, 3 months ago. So, you know, as a Giant fan, I'm super thrilled, and I'm grateful for what Dable's done with this team. And win or lose, I mean, I think the arrow is pointed straight up. So I'm just excited to see where it goes, and I won't be disappointed in a loss. So I'm just real grateful. That's all.
That's the best.
House money.
Richard, I love it. To me, thanks for the call. That's the best attitude you can have here, the house money feel. Now, it doesn't mean that you're not invested. Yeah. House money doesn't mean that you don't care if they lose. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you feel free to watch it and hope for the best, and then in the end, no, but we're not there yet.
Yeah, but Giants fans.
Don't be disappointed. Don't start like trashing guys. Like, if Daniel Jones has two turnovers, you can't start trashing Daniel Jones. Like, stop.
No, it's about how they lose. Because if they lose like the Chargers up by 27,
what in the hell was they doing? I'll give you that.
Yeah,
if that happens, if you blow a big lead, that I can give you. If you want to get mad about it because opportunity was there, I'll give you that. But still, in the end, and maybe even at then, you know, Saturday night you'd be mad. Sunday morning you'll still be annoyed.
Grateful.
By Sunday night, you got to be like, you know what though, it's a hell of a season. We got a coach.
Let's push it forward.
And now let's take this.
Let's hope you got two coaches.
So you can beat. Yeah, that's true. Wink has got some teams looking at him. No doubt about that.
Wink Whistle.
All right. So according to social media, according to Twitter, a lot of people have not heard the Shaq Knicks story from the 90s.
It's just a tease.
I'm really surprised. So I'll tell it. I'll tell it as fast as I can in the next segment so that we get that out, because I didn't realize that not a lot of people didn't know. Maybe the younger generation does not know how close.
They're like, who's Shaq? Man, oh, that guy on TNT.
The guy on TNT,
guy?
Man.
Okay,
just...
you should talk about Shaq Fu, or what's that? What's the thing where he was a genie?
Shazam.
Yeah, Shazam.
Right.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Well, let's do some lunch money presented by Goslings. So Caesars has posted the Super Bowl exactas and more. So I'm going to give a couple. You tell me which ones you buy into. The 9-1 odds are on the Chiefs over the 49ers. You feeling that?
Chiefs over the 49ers, the rematch? This time, Purdy makes the pass and don't overthrow him.
The Chiefs beating the Niners, so.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not the Jimmy G, revenge game. The 10-1 odds, there's a couple of them here. You got the Bills over the 49ers, the Niners over the Chiefs over the Eagles.
The best matchup. What Super Bowl would be the best matchup?
The Giants aren't in any of these. Yeah, the best matchup, like the one that would get the most sizzle, would. Yeah, I tell you what.
Dallas versus the Chiefs. No, I'm just playing.
Well, that's a 20-1. Dallas over the Cowboys over the Chiefs is a 20-1. Chiefs over the Cowboys is a 17-1. Now the Giants are involved. Listen to this one. The lowest odds, 400-1.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Would you put your money on Giants over the Jaguars?
Yo, now like the Mattress King would do it.
So why don't you do it?
He just put 200.
Put your money where your mouth is.
That dude just won $75 million. He can spend. He can lose 25 and still feel good about his life.
Right. He wouldn't even feel it. That's Lunch Money presented by Gosling's. Want a reason to escape to Florida this winter? Our friends at Gosling's Rum, the official rum of the Honda Classic PGA Tournament, and they're giving away an amazing golf experience to one lucky winner. Go to goslingsgiveaway.com to learn more. The contest is open to U.S. residents 21 and over. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. For official rules, visit goslingsgiveaway.com. All right, quickly on the Shaq story. And I'm really surprised. I thought everybody knew this. Mm. But because we got some tweets about it, I'll just tell it real quick. So in 95-96, you remember the 94-95 season.
That's before the internet was made.
Yes. Pat Riley left the Knicks. So they brought in, Don Nelson.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Thank you for saying Don. So Don Nelson was the coach. And while they were okay, he was changing things. And one of the things he did was he took the ball out of Patrick Ewing's hands. He was telling people at the Garden. Now, the Dream Team 2 was practicing for the 96 Olympics. They were having meet that whole summer they were getting together, 95. Mm-hmm. He was telling everybody at the Garden, Shaq's leaving Orlando. And we need, instead of letting him go to free agency, we got to trade for him.
Yeah.
And the only way you were going to get him is if you traded Patrick Ewing as part of the deal. And he was pushing people like, you've got to get him because he wants a big market and the Lakers are going to make a play for him. So he had gotten this inside information being part of
Worldwide West.
The second Dream Team. And he's warning like this guy is a dominant force in the league and he wants a big market and we got to get him. And the only way to do it, don't wait for free agency. Get him now. And they said no. Patrick Ewing, we are loyal to him. That's our guy. So Don Nelson ended up getting fired.
Of course.
And because Ewing couldn't stand him. Now we know why.
Of course.
And then obviously the rest is history because Jeff Van Gundy took over and he had a good run and he got them to the finals in 99. But that's how close it came. Like if you just think about it. If Dave Checkets and company were like, all right, if we can get Shaq, we do it. Now, Patrick Ewing is one of my favorite people in the world. I love him. When I was a kid growing up, my favorite players. So at the time, that would have crushed me.
Until you saw Shaq play.
But damn, Shaq.
Until you saw Shaq fool.
Go Google Shaq in 95 when he took that team to the,
Against Michael Orlando Jeffrey, Magic. Against Jeffrey.
Yeah. Jordan had come back, it was a little late. But that Orlando Magic team got to a finals with Shaq. And he was a monster then.
Yeah.
So that story, which I thought a lot of people already knew this. I thought this was a given. But that's how close. If they had just said, and I mean, how many times? Knicks and Jets history.
I'm starting on the Knicks, the horseshoes.
Knicks and Jets history is full of, if only they just did that.
Yeah, if only Orlando Pace. Right. If only Peyton Manning.
If Woody had gone to the police. I mean, it's just amazing to think how close it came, but it did.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.